proclamation number 5747 dated the August 15th, 1953. Belief in Jesus Christ's mission. Truthful instruction. That which should lead you humans to salvation is conveyed to you by me. You are in danger of failing in the battle of passing your test of will because you don't use the right means, because your faith is still weak and you don't take the path which guarantees the strengthening of your will, the path to Jesus Christ. Belief in Jesus Christ and his act of salvation is the only assured means of passing your test of will, but precisely this belief is lacking in humanity. This is why it must first arise in the human being again, because attaining the goal without him is simply impossible. Therefore the knowledge about Jesus Christ, about his human manifestation and his act of salvation should first come alive again in people. They shall be taught correctly what kind of mission Jesus had to fulfill on earth, why this mission was necessary and why the soul of Jesus, the human being, offered to accomplish this act of salvation. Truthful knowledge about the divine Redeemer shall be given to people so that their faith can arise and come alive, because this will also ensure that they will reach the goal on earth. In order to instruct people truthfully about this problem of God's human manifestation in Jesus Christ, it is furthermore necessary to provide them with further clarification about the world and its purpose, about the origin of the living beings and the reason for the entire work of creation. The human being shall be able to understand what Jesus Christ's mission consisted of, so that he will subsequently live a meaningful and appropriate life on earth and, because he is too weak by himself, avail himself of Jesus Christ's help to do so. The human being must be taught truthfully so that he will use his life on earth correctly, so that it will not be lived unsuccessfully, without attaining spiritual perfection, which can certainly be achieved if only he makes use of the right means. That which Jesus Christ once taught to people as my word is for many people a word without life, which they certainly remember on account of their upbringing but which so far has been unable to take effect because it does not reach their hearts. People do not assess this word, they take offense at distorted teachings and deem themselves entitled to reject everything. They do not allow my word to come alive through the Spirit. So time and again I try to present my word such that they can feel alive themselves, so that a longing for being constantly addressed by me awakens in them. And I can only do this in a way that every person is offered what is of interest to him, for I also want to win those people who are no longer in contact with me, who don't want to accept anything which until now is known to them as religious knowledge, who would like to detach themselves from everything and who shall now be caught by me again, who I pursue with love in order to motivate them once again to listen to me and to form an opinion about my word. For this I need devoted servants who work on my instructions and according to my will, who listen to my words, remember them and pass them on. I need people who let themselves be guided by their feeling, through which I speak to them myself. I need people who do not offer me resistance, whom I can educate so that they then will be able to work with the received knowledge and indeed do so in realization of the importance of their task of bringing people my gospel as a living word, just as it came forth from me. Only this living word can awaken life again. Jesus Christ must be eagerly proclaimed because humanity is in danger of remaining unredeemed, since it no longer wants to acknowledge him and yet must do so if they are to achieve their task of earthly life. And this shall be the evidence for the doubters again that it is I myself who reveals himself, that Jesus Christ is professed through my word and that the avowal of him is demanded of everyone who wants to attain life. And anyone with a serious will of knowing the truth will find the evidence in the fact that I myself can be recognized as the giver of a teaching which places Jesus Christ and his act of salvation at the forefront of anything else and wants to lead people to salvation, which can only be found in Jesus Christ. Amen.